Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a full month of dum-dums, idiots, and jerks, but only one can be. Chris Russell's Moron of the Month.
I like how the voice guy in that goes, moron. Who's the voice guy?
This is the first time.
He seems pretty good looking, though.
This is the first time I've been in here to hear the production of Moron of the Month. I'm sorry for laughing in the middle.
That's okay. That's okay. Laughter is key to the soul.
Wow.
All right, so this is a familiar name. Of all the jerks, of all the idiots, of all the morons, of all the dum-dums, all, I mean, we had a litany of them, right? I mean, we had the maniac flyer who beat the crap out of a sleeping man on a plane. We had the Florida convicted killer clown being released from prison. We had North Korean soldiers getting freedom to watch porn. We had Auburn basketball players getting on a flight and then getting into a fight and turning the plane around. We had all sorts of things, right? We had a Mattel putting on a porn website on the back of a doll that was deserved for kids. But we've got to wrap it up one way with a local connection. I covered this guy. I didn't really get to know him all that well because he was very standoffish. Jack Del Rio. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Defensive coordinator until last Thanksgiving, about a year ago at this time. Was fired after, the Commanders were lit up like a Christmas tree on Thanksgiving in Dallas. Jack Del Rio went on to be an assistant at Wisconsin, right? Under Luke Fickell's staff. Well, that didn't go very well because the senior advisor in Madison allegedly struck a street sign with his car, broke a fence, and came to rest in a yard because why? Jack Del Rio was drinking and allegedly drinking and driving. Luke Fickell said, you know, he's going to move forward. He's going to resign and move on. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Thanks.
Did you ever notice?
He could have killed somebody.
Well,
he could have killed somebody. But you know what? That's okay. Just like Denard Robinson, Sean McVay said yesterday, you know, he's sorry for what he did. Yeah, he's sorry for what he did. He'll learn. How about we learn the first time? How about we learn before we actually get behind the wheel and drive? How about too many people have their lives destroyed by idiots in this country? And Jack Del Rio, sorry to say, I understand it's your first time getting arrested for this.
I don't feel bad for it at all. His eyes were always bloodshot at the podium.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one thing. Driving a car is another.
That's because he was staying up too late, crafting up all the exotic schemes
up sure. front. Oh, yeah, very exotic.
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
It was nice of him to say, you know, I'm stepping aside, let the team concentrate, blah, 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 blah. Very nice of him. I mean, Jack Del Rio's not a bad guy. I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. He just made a really, 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 really dumb, bad mistake. And he's not a great defensive coordinator on top of that.
He let Chase Young do whatever the hell he wanted for